you, Sheena, for letting us interview you.
And now it's time for an exclusive preview and highlight from Like Your Majesty, the Reading by Historic Anthology. Here are two brilliant poems, and Grant and Aaron from our class are going to read them. So, as Mark Anthony said in Julius Caesar, pin back your lugs.
An Orphy's Lonely Cad Mike by Ali Christie. An Orphy's Lonely Cad Mike to London Bridge doing on his bike. Then the Queen passed his wife, Mike just said to cry, "Good morning, Your Majesty, fit like."
A Young Quiney Cad Helen by Ali Christie. A harmless young quiney cad Helen, she dropped a newly bought melon. She was full of dismay, fin it rowed doing a bray, now they're chasing a melon and Ellen.
That was great. It's almost time for me to hand over to Chelsea, but first...
Back and go, back and go, back and go, back and go.
Fit Like Abdi, I'm Chelsea, your third presenter this morning for our special reading bus show to celebrate our Northeast dialect, Doric. Now we have an interview with another Northeast Doric guru, Robbie Shepherd. But first I'd like to ask my co-presenters some questions about Doric. When did you first hear about Doric?
Ever since I was little.
When Sheena Blackhall came into the classroom and told us about it.
Same as Jack. Do your parents speak Doric?
Yeah.
Quite often.
Only my mum.
What sorts of books do you read in Doric?
Mostly poems.
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 Could you translate the Aberdeen Football Club's annual into Doric?
Neighbour.
Maybe.
It's too hard for me.
Oh, thank you. Now here's an interview with Robbie Shepherd.
Hello, Robbie Shepherd. My name's Grant.
And hello to you.
Thanks. Is it okay if I can interview you today?
You can certainly interview me. Don't ask me any awkward questions, though.
Where was you brought up?
I was brought up in a little village called Dunecht, if you know where that is. If you go out by Hazelhead, 12 miles out on the road to Avert, you'll find where I went to school till I was 12 years old.
Have you spoken Doric all your life?
Aye, yeah. But when I was your age, I wasn't encouraged to speak Doric. When I went to the next school, we're lucky if we got two poems and a year on Doric. One was a Burns poem and one might have been Charles Murray with a whistle. Do you know the whistle? He cut a sappy sucker for a muckle rodent tree. That's a long time ago. But the teacher discouraged me from learning, for saying anything in Doric. When I left home, I was speaking in Doric, and when I reached the playground, I was told it's not proper to speak that way. So I was not taught to speak that way.
What do you do for your job?
Well, I was an accountant for a long time, but since 1977, over 30 years, I've been presenting programmes on Radio Scotland. BBC Radio Aberdeen to start with, and then Radio Scotland. So I get the opportunity now, when I do my poems and things like that, to speak as broad Doric as I want to speak.
Do you like your job?
Of course. At my age, I'd be retired if I wouldn't enjoy my job. Of course, I enjoy the job.
What got you into doing the radio?
Well, I was kind of entertaining in the Northeast. I was a bit of a character comedian, a compere at Highland Games and things like that. I still do that. And they were starting a programme called BBC Radio Aberdeen at that time. And they were doing a request programme, but it wasn't going down well. And I thought, this voice is here, round the Northeast. That's the Northeast voice we are looking for. So this lad got in contact with me. It was as simple as that. And he said, "Would you like a trial shorty at doing a programme?" So I had a trial shorty, and I thought I was a disaster. The first time they put me on live, you can, when you're doing programmes live and you've got to finish at a certain time, well, but I just bleatered on and bleatered on and bleatered on until the right red light come on, and I thought, oh, well, I've had it. But no, I got that, and then it built up a lot. It's right around the Northeast to broadcast at that time. And then after I'd done that, they said, "Well, would you like to try Radio Scotland?" And here's me, still here today.
Do you speak Doric a day?
Of course, I speak Doric all the time. I mean, I write an article in the Present Journal every Saturday as well, and I write it in the Doric. It comes easy to me. Some people, when they read the article, say, "I can't understand a word that you've written." But once you speak it, you can understand it fine.
Fitwise is historically important?
I think it's half important because it's our northeast, and our thing is tied into to our tongue. It's a way that we live. We're unique here. We've got some of the finest folk songs that there is, the biggest collection of folk songs, northeast songs. We have, as I say, the Highland Games. We have Scottish country dancing. We have the landscape, the hill rugged. I mean, if you go to the Buchan Coast, I know Donald Trump's, but go beyond him. If you're going right out the Buchan Coast to the Bullers of Buchan, Peterhead and things like that, the whole rugged atmosphere there just leads you to speak the same tongue, and they still speak the same tongue.
Say anything.